This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You are listening to eBay.com. Muhammad Rasulullah
alayhi salatullah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Respected listeners, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It gives me great pleasure to be with you all once again this Sunday, the 20th of August 2006. Inshallah, today we hope to conclude the beautiful chapter of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy upon us all. Now, yesterday we stopped whilst discussing the words of Ya'qub alayhi salatu wassalam to his children. He obviously was a man in testing. He was being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet he portrayed such exquisite patience, such exquisite and profound character, and told his children that I know from Allah that which you do not know. So go and look for Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam and his brother, and don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Nobody loses hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except those who are or who have disbelieved. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the believers, the true believers, those who never, ever, ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these brothers went back to Egypt. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ. They went back to Egypt and they entered upon Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. So they said, oh Aziz, meaning oh minister, يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الضُّرُّ وَجِعْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ فَأُوفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلَ وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِي الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ. They're speaking to Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. They don't know it is Yusuf, obviously. They are addressing him as the minister of Egypt. They say, oh minister, adversity has touched us. Adversity and difficulty has affected us and our family. And we have come with goods and merchandise. However, they are poor in quality. The merchandise that we are giving you now is poor in quality. It wasn't like the merchandise that we gave you before. But give us full measure and be charitable to us. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards the charitable. So they are using appropriate words. Obviously, you want something from somebody, so you deal with them appropriately. They're saying, oh minister, be charitable to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards those who are charitable. So they are looking for that extra measure in food. Then Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, now seeing the difficulty that his brothers are in and his parents are in, obviously they are here pouring out their hearts to him. They are explaining to Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam the difficult situation that they are in. So we learn from this, from the ayah that I just mentioned, the permissibility to inform people of our problems without complaining. We only inform them of our problems if there is a need. And we make sure that the person we are speaking to is a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a means of assistance. Not like what I spoke about yesterday, whereby we look for every opportunity to advertise the problems that we are going through. We make sure that every single person that visits us, we take our time to explain to them and make them understand the difficulties that we are going through. We make them understand, you know, the problems that we are facing and the anxieties that we are going through and the trials and tribulations and the depressions that we are suffering. No. And remember, as I said, sometimes and in most cases, this is done to people who are not out there, you know, with sincerity. They are out there to actually listen to these problems and then at the first opportunity, advertise it to the rest of the community. And then who looks silly at the end? The person who was complaining. So I spoke about this yesterday, that we complain to who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first and foremost. Just like Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam did, he turned away from his children and he poured out his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, if one feels that there is a need to speak to somebody, a shoulder to cry on, then there is permissibility to do so. However, we should make sure that the condition is this person that we are speaking to is a means for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them a means. They are there with sincerity. They are there to listen, to advise us appropriately. They are not there for our downfall. So we learn from the brothers actually pouring out their hearts to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, explaining to them the difficulties that they are going in or that they are going through, the permissibility to inform in obviously fixed circumstances, the problems that one may be going through. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, seeing his brothers and family in this, seeing them in despair and witnessing what they are saying, the problems that they are going through, he decides that now is a time to explain to them who he actually is. So he says, قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفُ وَأَخِي إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam now shockingly exposes himself to them. Remember, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is the last thing on their minds, the last thing that anybody can think of. They are going through so much trouble. They just lost Binyamin after taking an oath with their father. So now Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is far gone. And here all of a sudden, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is standing in front of them. The same person that they were dealing with throughout their travels every time they came into Egypt. The same person they were addressing as minister. It is actually their brother, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam says, do you know what you did with Yusuf and his brother when you were ignorant? Now, let us pay attention to the fact that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, when you were ignorant. As if he is finding an excuse for his brothers, subhanallah. He's telling them that, do you know what you did to Yusuf and his brother when you were ignorant? When, you know, you didn't know, you weren't aware, you weren't so mature, you did what you did, it was wrong what you did, but you didn't know. No one is blaming you, but do you know what you did to them? Subhanallah. And it's not surprising from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. It is not surprising from him. Why? Because throughout the chapter of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, time and time again, we have seen the superior character of his always showing. Subhanallah. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with exterior beauty and interior beauty. Such a complete person. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam here dealing with his brothers in an appropriate fashion. Not complaining, not, you know, explaining to them what they did to him and how could you do this and what kind of people were you and don't you understand the error of your ways and you should be punished and you know, I should cut relations with you, I'm going to stop speaking to you. Nothing of the sort, as we find brothers doing today with one another over trivial matters of the dunya. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was actually oppressed. He was kidnapped. He was used as human merchandise, subhanallah. Such a grave error from the part of his brothers, yet he deals with them in an appropriate manner. So they respond, قالوا أإنك لأنت يوسف قال أنا يوسف وهذا أخي قد من الله علينا إنه من يتقي ويصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. They say, are you indeed Yusuf? Are you Yusuf عليه الصلاة والسلام? Are you Yusuf, the one who we are calling the minister? Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam says, I am Yusuf, and this is my brother Binyamin. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam continues to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has certainly favored us. Subhanallah, all the trials that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam went through, all the difficulties, the tribulations, the tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is he saying here? He's saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us. Favored us also, Binyamin went through difficulties. Obviously, the reality of him being separated from his brother Yusuf. And where is Yusuf? Binyamin and Yusuf were blood brothers. And that's something that is difficult upon a younger brother, just to lose his blood brother in a circumstance and instance so quickly without any strong explanation. So Binyamin also went through different trials and tribulations. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, after all that, says, قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has certainly favored us. La ilaha illallah. What beautiful character of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. A person whose heart is totally in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything can happen to me. As long as I have Allah, I have everything. Subhana rabbi al-a'la. Then he says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whoever is patient, then indeed Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal does not allow the reward of those who do good to be lost. Understand this ayah, respected elders and brothers. My dear mothers and sisters, understand this ayah. This is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never let the rewards of those who do good go to waste. So as long as you are doing your bit with sincerity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't worry about who recognizes you and who appreciates you and who is not appreciating you and recognizing you. This is irrelevant. As long as you know that you are doing something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will never, ever, ever let the good that you have done go to waste. Remember this. And this is another ayah which we should read over and over and over again. We should write it down. We should memorize it. We should understand it. As I always say, digest it. Make sure you understand this. Today, a lot of people become sad. Why? Because they helped a certain person and that person didn't show appreciation. Subhanallah. You did it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never mind whether this person shows appreciation or doesn't. At the end of the day, your heart should be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you have done, if it's good and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, memorize this ayah. Understand it. This is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will never let the reward of those who do good go to waste and be lost. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst al-muhsineen. Al-muhsineen again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the good doers, those who have reached the stage of ihsan. أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى فإن لم تكن ترى فإنه يراك. That you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that you see Him, and if you can't see Him, then you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. So you are increasing time and time again the bond and strength of the relationship that you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إنه من يتقي ويصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. Then the brother said, قالوا تالله لقد آثرك الله علينا وإن كنا لخاطئين. They said, by Allah, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preferred you over us. We swear by Allah that Allah has preferred you over us. And indeed, we have been sinners. Subhana rabbi al-a'la. They are guilty of what they did. They realized the error of their ways. After all that has happened, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam addressed them properly. With guilt, they pour out their heart and say, we swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O our brother, that Allah has favored you over us. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored you over us. And we are indeed sinners. What we did was wrong. We have committed a great sin. So, what does Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam say? And this again, we need to pay attention. We need to understand good character. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the one who has been wronged, he has every right to be, you know, stern in the circumstance. He sees the regret of his brothers. As I said, his heart was in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was concerned, he didn't lose anything. He hasn't lost anything. He has Allah. If you have Allah, how can you actually lose anything? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator and owner of everything. So if you have Allah, automatically you have everything. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam understood this concept properly. So to him, revenge didn't matter. You know, being stern didn't matter. He's seeing his brothers pouring out their hearts, his brothers accepting that they have committed a sin. What does he do? Raises their hopes. He eases the pain. He is the soft shoulder that you can cry on. He is a person that when he's there, he affects the people that are with him in a good way. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam immediately has a good effect, a pleasant effect on his brothers. He says, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين. Wallahi, if you understood this ayah in the Arabic language and you are reading the surah in the Arabic language, the English language is so poor it can't do justice to the meaning that the Arabic language gives. Subhana rabbi al-a'la. If you understood this portion alone, never mind the other portions of the Quran is full of ayat that bring tears to one's eye, but this portion alone, subhanallah, if we understood the circumstance, if we brought our mind into the correct frame and we just trying to understand, you know, the feelings that are going through the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the feelings that are going through Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam himself, subhanallah, and then they pour out their heart and say that we have done wrong and Allah has favored you, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in the circumstance, he is above them. He is in charge. He is the minister. He has status. He is in control. He has every right to do what he wants, to punish them in any way he wishes. What does he do? He says, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. tears can come to one's eye, respected listeners. He says, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. No blame will there be upon you today, subhanAllah. يغفر الله لكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. He's raising their hopes. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving, the most merciful. لا إله إلا الله. What beautiful character, what sweet words, respected listeners, raising their hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you do, don't ever lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving, the most merciful. You can sin and sin and sin, but if you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity and say, Ya Allah, inni zalamtu nafsi, I have oppressed myself. Ya Allah, forgive me. Know and understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. Understand that you have a Rabb, and that we have a Rabb who is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Who is the one at the end of the day, my beloved listeners, who says, يبن آدم لو بلغت ذنوبك أنان السماء ثم استغفرت لي لغفرتها لك ولا أبالي. O son of Adam, if you sinned and sinned and sinned, that your sins were so many and they reached the surfaces of the sky, then you turn to me and ask me to forgive you. لغفرتها لك, I will forgive them for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't just say, I'll forgive them for you. He says, ولا أبالي, and it will not even matter to me. Subhanallah, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Who is the one who says, respected and beloved listeners, Yabna Adam, innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar, wa ana aghfir al-dhunuba jami'a, fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. That you sin throughout the day, and you sin throughout the night, but I forgive sins wholesale. Fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. So ask me to forgive you, and I will forgive your sins for you. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Indeed, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is the one, beloved listeners, يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل. Who is the one who stretches his hand during the evening to forgive the sins of the morning? And who is the one who stretches his hand during the morning to forgive the sins of the evening? إِنَّهُ اللَّهُ. Indeed, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا إله إلا الله. Can we ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My beloved listeners, my dear mothers, my dear fathers, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, can we ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Indeed, a believer can't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with a believer as this believer perceives him. So perceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the most forgiving. Perceive him as the most merciful, and rest assured that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. Now this doesn't mean that we all have one-way tickets to do haram, to do sins. We need to understand that if you plan haram, then you are being disrespectful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are actually inviting the wrath and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm talking about circumstances where no one wants to do sin, but the weakness of mankind, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, we are created weak, we fall into the avenue of sin, and we make a mistake. Immediately we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. An ayah just comes to mind, my dear listeners, who is the one who says, and this ayah the ulama of tafsir have mentioned, is the ayah of hope. If a believer is in mishope, if a believer is suffering intense sadness, he's feeling depressed, she is feeling depressed, she feels that she sinned so much in her life, there's no way back, all he or she needs to do is to recite and understand this ayah. And this is the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell my servants, O Muhammad, tell all of them who have wronged themselves, who have committed sin, sin after sin, sin after sin, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever lose hope. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins wholesale, quicker than the blink of an eye. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving, the most merciful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins wholesale. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us His mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who always have our hopes high when we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy upon us. Ameen. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam here raises the spirits of his brothers and he says, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِيمِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful of all those who are merciful. Now, how do we know from this that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam actually forgave his brothers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say that Yusuf forgave them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates to us that Yusuf is telling them that Allah will forgive you. And this is the beauty of the Quran, as we said, the power in the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In such few words, we can understand a lot. We do know that the actions of the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, their actions was actually an infringement of huququl ibad. Remember, there's huququllah and huququl ibad, the rights of a believer when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the rights of a believer when it comes to his fellow Muslim brother or sister. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously we're talking about the five times daily salawat and all that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made halal and all that which He made haram and all that which He commanded us to do and all that which He commanded us to stay away from. If we miss a salah, that is between yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do? You turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you ask Him to forgive you. That is between you and Him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive you. However, when it comes to huququl ibad, a third party is involved. If you infringe the rights of huququl ibad, in that circumstance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires you to get forgiveness from the person that you affected, or the person that you hurt, or the person whose rights you infringed. Once you get this forgiveness from them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. So in the case of the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they infringed the rights of huququl ibad. So the fact that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that Allah will forgive you means that He's forgiven them already. Why? Because if He didn't, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't forgive them. Subhanallah. So we understand this from the words of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, just before we move on, a point just springs to mind. When I was mentioning how Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam broke the news to his brothers, he said, قَالُوا هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ وَأَخِي. He says, do you know what you did to Yusuf? And do you know what you did to his brother Binyamin? What did they do to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam? They kidnapped him and they threw him in the well and they did so many other things to him. What did they do to Binyamin when they took Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam away from Binyamin? It was a trial and tribulation and a test for Binyamin. So he's telling them that what did you do to me and what did you do to Binyamin? I just felt it important that I explain that, just in case some listeners are actually wondering, why did Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam mention his brother? He could have only mentioned himself, but he said that what did you do to Yusuf and what did you do to his brother? So continuing, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, after raising their hopes and after showing mercy upon them, showing his superior character, he tells them that, listen, go to my father and take this shirt of mine and put it over his face. Just before continuing, a point comes to mind. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam tells his brothers, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. These words were also used by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when they opened Mecca. The conquest of Mecca, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered Mecca with a large number of Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and they took over Mecca. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned to the inhabitants of Mecca, again showing the superior character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He didn't oppress them, he wouldn't have ever oppressed them. However, they oppressed him, and he had every right to at least settle the score a little bit, but he didn't even do that. Superior character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned to them, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين. And these are nice and beautiful words that even us as Muslims should memorize. Memorize it, read it, remember it, understand it continuously. Why? When somebody wrongs us, it becomes easier for us to forgive them. And remember, we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, so we should forgive others. If someone wrongs us, we should just say, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. There is no blame on you today. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِيمِينَ. So these are beautiful words that we can memorize. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam says, اِذْهَبُوا بِقَمِيسِ هَذَا فَأَلْقُوهُ عَلَى وَجْهِ أَبِي يَأْتِ بَصِيرًا وَأْتُونِي بِأَهْلِكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam now says, take the shirt of mine and cast it over the face of my father. When you do that, he will become seeing again. His eyesight will return to him, and bring me, your family, all together. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, bring them all to me. Don't leave even one behind. Now, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, here is saying, take my shirt. Again, for those who are following this tafsir or the story very carefully, we see how instrumental the shirt is again. Remember, when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown into the well, the shirt was used. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was accused of seducing the minister's wife, the shirt was used as supportive evidence. And here again, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is sending his shirt to their father and to his father as well. Now, don't quote me on this, but I do remember reading an email article, the once, whereby a doctor extracted from sweat a cure for one of the sicknesses of the eyes. And what drove him to use sweat was the fact that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam actually sent his shirt to his father. So he was pondering over this ayah, that the shirt actually was a means of Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam seeing again. And the only thing that could have been in the shirt was sweat, because obviously when one perspires, the clothing sucks in this perspiration. So this is just a point that comes to mind. Obviously, I didn't do any research on it. I didn't do any tahqiq or authenticating on it. So don't quote me, but this is a point that that just sprung to mind and I thought it appropriate. I mentioned, and obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon all able. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam requests that everybody come back to him. Now, we've just finished doing the tafsir of the last recitation that we heard. Let us just pause for a moment to listen to the next part of the recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
ولما فصلت العير قال أبوهم إني لأجد ريح يوسف لولا أن تفندون. قالوا تالله إنك لفي ضلالك القديم. فلما أن جاء البشير ألقاه على وجهه فارتد بصيرا قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون قالوا يا أبانا استغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا خاطئين قال سوف أستغفر لكم ربي إنه هو الغفور الرحيم فلما دخلوا على يوسف آوى إليه أبويه وقال ادخلوا مصر إن شاء الله آمنين ورفع أبويه على العرش وخروا له سجدا وقال يا أبت هذا تأويل رؤياي من قبل قد جعلها ربي حقا وقد أحسن بي إذ أخرجني من السجن وجاء بكم من البدو من بعد أن نزغ الشيطان بيني وبين إخوتي إن ربي لطيف لما يشاء إنه هو العليم الحكيم رب قد آتيتني من الملك وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وما كنت لديهم إذ أجمعوا أمرهم وهم يمكرون وما أكثر الناس ولو حرصت بمؤمنين وما تسألهم عليه من أجر إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين.
ولما فصلت العير قال أبوهم إني لأجد ريح يوسف لولا أن تفندون. When the caravan departed from Egypt, remember I said a caravan was a group of travelers. Those days a group of travelers would be known or was known as a caravan. When this caravan departed from Egypt, their father said, indeed I sense the smell, or I smell Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. I say, you know, I have this intuition. The father is having an intuition. He senses Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But he's telling his sons, Lawla an tufannidun. If you did not think me weakened in mind, I would say that he was actually alive. I smell Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and I would tell you that he is alive. But I fear that you might tell me that my mind is weak, that I'm losing my senses a little bit. Subhanallah. This is what he's saying. He's a father, he's having this intuition, and he was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. Exactly what he thought, those around him said. Now obviously it could have been the remainder of his children, it could have been some relatives that were sitting with him. He's telling them that he senses Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But he fears telling them that he's actually alive. Why? Because they'll think he is mad. And his thoughts are confirmed here. Why? They respond by saying that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed you are in your same old era. Indeed you are, you know, in the same frame of mind that you were before. You are still thinking of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember before, and I think this was yesterday's lesson, Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam was complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about Yusuf, meaning Allah, Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam was pouring his heart out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And they said that you still continue to remember Yusuf. So they telling him that you are still in your old ways, you haven't changed, you are still thinking of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So he thought that they would think he's mad, and his thought is confirmed. Why? As soon as he mentioned a little bit, they answered him in this way. فَلَمَّا أَنْ جَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ أَلْقَاهُ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَىٰ. And when the bearer of good tidings came, obviously one of the children, the caravan arrived now in Palestine, straight away arrived at home, the bearer of glad tidings, and this is glad tidings, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is found, and Binyamin is not actually a slave, he was kept there, and everything is okay. And the father obviously was in extreme sadness. The sons are desperate to please their parents. They rush in and they give glad tidings to their father. فَلَمَّا أَنْ جَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ أَلْقَاهُ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. So they placed the shirt that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam sent on the face of their father, and his eyesight came back. فارتد بصيرة. قال ألم أقول لكم إني أعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون. يعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام, very proud, very relieved, is telling them, did I not tell you that I know from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which you do not know? Subhanallah. قالوا يا أبانا استغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا خاطئين. They tell their father, oh our father, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Ask for us forgiveness of our sins. Indeed, we have been sinners. Everything is out of the bag. Now, the story can't be hidden. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is alive. He is the minister and he's calling the whole family to them. So now, they explain to their father the reality of the situation, and they know that they are from amongst those who have sinned. And they say, oh, our father, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And this is a lesson to the children that we, as children, my dear brothers and sisters, we should make sure that we go to our mothers and fathers and ask them to make dua for us, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for any sins that we may have, for any errors that we may have made. Obviously, the dua of a parent over his or her child is powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of a parent over his or her child. So this is a lesson to the children to request from their parents du'as. So Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam hears the request from his sons that, oh father, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam responds and says, قَالَ سَوْفَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam says, I will ask forgiveness for you from my Lord. I will ask. In the future I will do it. He didn't say, I'm going to do it now. Sawfa astaghfiru lakum rabbi. Sawfa in the Arabic language points to an action that will be done in the future. So he doesn't say, I will ask now, he says, I will ask in the future. Some of the ulama say that he delayed this dua for forgiveness over his children because he was waiting for the last third of the night. And we all know the importance of dua during the last third of the night. Some of the ulama mentioned that he delayed it to teach them a lesson for a purpose of maslaha, to teach them a lesson that, listen, you guys also have to realize the wrong of your ways, and that which you did was wrong. So I will ask, but not now. I will ask in the near future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفَ آوَى إِلَيْهِ أَبَوَيْهِ وَقَالَ ادْخُلُوا مِصْرَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ. And when they entered upon Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, Yusuf took his parents to himself. He embraced them. Subhanallah, such emotions, so many years apart, such love did they have for each other. He embraces his parents and said, enter Egypt, inshallah, safe and secure. Subhanallah. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam tells his parents, he tells his brothers, enter Egypt safe and secure. Now, someone might ask that why is Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam telling his parents to enter safe and secure? They were safe. They weren't in any danger. And now the family is reunited and together. Why is he saying safe? Why this particular word? And remember, we said that in the Quran, in every word, there is a lesson for us. In every word, there is a lesson. No word is there, you know, just to make up a sentence. Every word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned is a lesson for us. So the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Aminin, is a question that why is Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam saying, enter into Egypt while safe and secure. After pondering, the ulama of tafsir mentioned, and this is subhanallah, something which we can say is amazing. The relationship between hunger and fear. Hunger and fear. And when food is plentiful and in abundance, you have security. How do we know this? The first lesson we get in this regard is in the surah which many of us read on a daily basis, لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who fed them and protected them from hunger. And immediately after that, what does he say? وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them from fear. So hunger is mentioned and fear is mentioned. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them from hunger, they were protected from fear. Subhanallah. Then also in the words of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, Ya Allah, make this land secure. Amina. And after he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the land secure, he says, وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And make this place abundance in fruit and food. Showing again the relationship between hunger and fear. So when there is security, there is an abundance in food. And the Quran relates between hunger and fear and security and an abundance in food in so many other places. And all we can say is La ilaha illallah. There are no words that we can express to explain the beauty and the power that we find in the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is just a quick point that comes to mind, and I hope we benefit from it. وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam raised his parents upon the throne, and they bowed down to him in prostration. And he said, يا أبتي هذا تأويل رؤياي من قبل قد جعلها ربي حقا. Oh my father, this is the explanation of my vision before. Remember at the beginning of the story, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, what does he see? He sees the sun, the moon and 11 stars prostrating before him. He tells his father here that this is the reality of the vision that I saw before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a reality. Subhana rabbi al-a'la. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدَوِي مِنْ بَعْدْ أَنْ نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Subhanallah, again, such beautiful character and words of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam says, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was certainly good to me. Look at his words. So much difficulties he went through. And what does he say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was certainly good to me when he took me out of the prison and he brought you here from Bedouin life, from a life of the desert after Shaytan had induced and affected the relationship between me and my brother. Subhanallah, again, look what he's saying here. First and foremost, we should notice, he didn't say well. He didn't say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me from the well. He said from the prison. Why? Because being in the well was worse than being in the prison. So he's making the situation lighter. Obviously now information is being released what exactly happened to him. So instead of making the situation worse, he is giving them the easier narration of the story. Because if he did mention I was in the well, without doubt, that is a worse place to be than actually being in the prison. In the prison, people know you are there. I mean, you have food. There are people around you. When you're in a well, you are by yourself. Nobody knows that you are there. There's no food. Subhanallah. You are basically and literally left for dead. So he doesn't say well. He mentions prison. Then what does he say? He doesn't blame his brothers. He blames Shaytan. He says, after Shaytan caused difference between me and my brothers and caused them to do what they did. So he's not blaming his brothers. He's not saying that my brothers did what they did. He is finding an excuse for them. Again, subhanallah, the wonderful character of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. I wish I had time to go in more detail and explain to you, you know, this character. We've seen it throughout the story, subhanallah. Superior character of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the softness in his heart and speech, the choice of words that he used. Look what he's telling his father here. He didn't say, my brothers did this to me. He says, Shaytan did this to me. Shaytan caused, you know, a bit of difference between me and them. And thus, whatever transpired actually transpired. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been good to me. إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاء. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is subtle in what He wills. And then He says, إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most knowing, the most wise, the most knowing of everything that happened, and the most wise to why it happened. Subhanallah, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here. ربي قد آتيتني من الملك وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. سبحان الله. يوسف عليه الصلاة والسلام is saying, my Lord, you have given me something of a monarchy, meaning now he is actually the minister of Egypt, and you have taught me the interpretation of dreams, and you have taught me the revelation. Subhanallah, he's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's saying, creator of the heavens and earth, you are my protector. Listen to the words of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. My dear mothers, my dear fathers, my dear elders and brothers, listen to the words of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. He's saying, Ya Allah, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are my protector in this world and the year after. You are my protector. I don't seek anybody's help, anybody's assistance. I seek your help and your assistance. You are my protector in this world and the hereafter. Cause me to die a Muslim and join me with the righteous. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam wasn't asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take his life there and then. But he's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, when you do take me, obviously it's the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take the life of his creation. All of us are here on a temporary basis. We will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is making dua that, Ya Allah, when you take me as a submitted to your will, take me as a Muslim. And this is a lesson to us that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should raise our hands and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this dua that, Ya Allah, cause me to die a Muslim. Make me die with the shahada on my lips. Make me die in a state whilst you are happy with me and I am happy with you. Cause me to die a Muslim and join me with the righteous. This is a lesson for us, a dua that we should make. ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, before I continue with this, or the last ayah that I just mentioned, the dua of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam is a roundup and summary of the story. The story has now come to an end. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before doing that, a beautiful point that the ulama have mentioned in regards to the dream of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam and the lessons that this dream tells us and teaches us in regards to sociology, the social makeup of society, the social makeup of one's home. We know that in the dream there was the sun, the moon and 11 stars. And we did say the ulama of tafsir differed as to whether the sun depicted the sun, S-U-N, I'm not talking about S-O-N, the sun, S-U-N, whether it depicted the father or whether it depicted the mother. Obviously, majority of the ulama of tafsir mentioned that it depicted the mother. Why? Because sun in the Arabic language is known as Ash-Shams, and Shams in the Arabic language has a feminine gender. So it would rightly represent the mother. And moon has a masculine gender and rightly represent the father. However, if it was the other way around, as a few of the other ulama of tafsir have mentioned, that the sun represented the father and the moon represented the mother, we take an important lesson from this. We learn the social makeup of a home. The sun here, S-U-N, represents who? The father. When the sun is out, what happens? There is earning, there is security, people feel safe, there is warmth, there is life, people are genuinely and generally happier. This is the case when the father is at home. When the father is at home, there is earning, there is security. We feel safe when our fathers are at home. And when the sun is out, the stars are also there, but they are insignificant. Why? Because of the brightness of the light of the sun. So when the father is at home, the children are also at home. Remember, the stars represented the children. When the father is at home, the children are also at home. However, you don't see them too much around the father. The father's presence shines over the presence of his children. Now, let's look at the mother. And we said the mother represents the moon. The moon is beautiful to look at. It is serene. It has a white light. It takes its light from the sun. The stronger the sun, the brighter the moon. When the moon is around, the stars are around. The same thing in the home. When the mother is around, the children are around. The stronger the father, the more effective the mother. The mother is serene to look at. She is beautiful. She is pretty. The mother is a means of peace in the home. She brings up the children. The children feel more comfortable around her, just like we see the stars at night all around the moon. And the moon has a 28-day cycle. A mother in the home also has a 28-day cycle. Subhanallah, look at the comparison. Then we find that if a circumstance arises where the father wants to play the role of the mother and the mother wants to play the role of the father, subhanallah, they are switching roles. The sun wants to play, meaning S-U-N, the sun, wants to play the role of the moon and the moon wants to play the role of the sun. What happens? When the sun wants to take the place of the moon and the moon wants to take the place of the sun, what do we have? We have an eclipse. The same thing happens in the home, respected listeners. If a mother wants to play the role of a father, and a father wants to play the role of a mother, you will have an eclipse in the home. Not the same eclipse that you have, the lunar and solar eclipse, but you will have a social eclipse. And when the sun takes over the moon, and the moon takes the place of the sun, what happens? You neither see the sun, you neither see the moon, and the stars are nowhere to be seen. And the same thing in the home. When a father wants to play the role of the mother and the mother wants to play the role of the father, you have the social eclipse. And in a social eclipse, the role of the father is inferior, the role of the mother is inferior, and who suffers the most? The children. Subhanallah, what teachings from the Quran in regards to the social makeup of the home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wahid al-qahhar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. La ma'buda bihaqqin illa Allah. There is no one worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his revelation. The story comes to an end, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ. This is from the news of the unseen that we revealed to you, O Muhammad. We revealed to you news from the unseen. And this is a statement that works against all those who claim to know the exact details of Joseph and the chapter of Joseph before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remember we said at the beginning that one of the reasons of revelation was that the Jews went to the idolaters and said, go ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. If he doesn't know, we will expose him. And if he comes to us to ask us about the story, because obviously Yusuf was from amongst the prophets of the Jews, then we will expose him as well. And we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here that we revealed to you the story from the unseen. And you were not with them when they put together their plan whilst they conspired. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't there at the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam, when the brothers were conspirating, when all the difficult tests went to Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam, and how he passed them, and how Ya'qub alayhi salatu wa sallam was patient, and how he passed his test. Subhanallah. Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you weren't there, however we revealed to you from the unseen, proving the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a prophet. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And most of the people, although you strive for it, are not believers. Subhanallah. This is a lesson for all those who invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. That most of the people, even though you can strive and try and convince them and try and make them believe you, they are not believers. We don't guide those who we wish, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides those who He wishes. Subhanallah. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَهَدَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, He would have guided all of mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. That it is not for you to guide who you wish, however, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guides who He wishes. So this is a lesson for those who invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is Allah. At the end of the day, we just have to do that which we are able to do, and the rest is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And you do not ask of them for it any payment. It is not except a reminder to the worlds, to all those in creation. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. What a beautiful Quran, what a beautiful revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before continuing with the last few ayats of this tafsir, it is an emotional period. One can't help but feel sad. We are coming to the end of a beautiful chapter. Before we continue with it, let us listen to the recitation.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim.
Wa ka'ayin min ayatin fi as-samawati wal-ardi yamurrun 'alayha wa hum 'anha mu'ridun wa ma yu'minu aktharuhum billahi illa مشركون. أفأمنوا أن تأتيهم راشية من عذاب الله أو تأتيهم الساعة بغتة وهم لا يشعرون. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. وما أرسلنا من قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم من أهل القرى أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم ولدار الآخرة خير للذين اتقوا أفلا تعقلون. حتى إذا استيأس الرسل وظنوا أنهم قد كذبوا جاءهم نصرنا فنجي من نشاء ولا يرد بأسنا عن القوم المجرمين. لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب ما كان حديثا يفترى ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل كل شيء وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون.
Okay. Now, before continuing with the last few ayats, a point that just crops up to mind. We mentioned that Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam and the family bowed down to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. What was this prostration? Obviously, we know that we are not allowed to bow down and prostrate to anybody except one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama mentioned that in the Sharia of that time, in the law of that time, this aspect of prostrating was a prostration of greeting. It was a prostration of greeting, and in our Sharia, it's totally abrogated, it's totally haram. You are not allowed to put your head down to anybody except one Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, Al-Wahidul Qahhar. So this is something we need to understand. And all the ulama of tafsir are unanimous. The sijda, this act of prostrating, was a prostration of tahiyya, of greeting, and there was no other thing intended in it. So this is a point of mention, just in case somebody might have a question about it or might be confused in regards to it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنَهَا مُؤْرِضُونَ. And how many a sign within the heavens and the earth do they pass over, whilst they therefrom are turning away? A lesson to the disbelievers and a lesson to us to become better Muslims. The signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are around us. There are so many signs. In ourselves there are signs. In our children there are signs. In our wives there are signs. In everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the air that we breathe, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, there are signs for us. How many of us actually ponder and give cognizance and recognition to the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Everything should be bringing us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything should be making us aware of the power and qudra of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ, that they are in regards to it turning away, turning a blind eye. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and protect us from this. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And most of them believe not in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except that they associate partners with him. أَفَأَمِنُوا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ غَاشِيَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ أَوْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Then do they not feel secure that there will not come to them an overwhelming aspect of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that the hour will not come upon them suddenly, baghta, whilst they do not perceive? Subhanallah, this is also a reminder for us, respected listeners, to always remember that we indeed, without doubt, will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can take us in an instant. A punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can overtake us in an instant. We see around us what is happening in the world. Just, you go to sleep at night, you wake up the next morning and you see the disaster, the havoc that has happened in some other part of the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from any calamities and any disasters. Also, death, it comes so quickly, subhanallah. Many a person mentions today that, you know, we just met so and so just now. We can't believe he's dead. Subhanallah. Death also comes very suddenly. And the day of Qiyamah also will come extremely suddenly. Subhanallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who are always aware, who always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who always fear him the way he should be feared. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my way. I invite to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with insight, with knowledge, I and those who follow me. And exalted is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am not from amongst those who associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, a lesson to all those inviting towards good and preventing from evil. You invite in the manner taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him to tell the people, this is my way, this is the way that I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never left any good except that he taught it to us. إِنَّهُ تَرَكَنَا عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا لَا يَزِغُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا هَالِكَ. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us upon a white and clear way. Its night is just like its day. That's how clear it is. There is no darkness, there's no room for anybody to go astray. لَا يَزِغُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا هَالِكَ. Subhanallah. So this is an ayah that is a lesson to all those, or all Muslims in fact, and all those especially who invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. And we send not before you as messengers except men to whom we revealed from amongst the people of the cities. So have they not traveled through the earth and observed how was the end of those before them? And the home of the hereafter is best for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will you not understand? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ SubhanAllah, the Qur'an always addresses those of understanding. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ It addresses those who ponder. You know, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي النُّهَى SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in it are ayat, are signs for those of understanding. The Qur'an always addresses those of understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we send before you messengers. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a messenger to us. We need to make sure that in every circumstance, we go through great lengths in finding out the do's and the don'ts taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no room for ignorance, my dear mothers and sisters, my dear fathers and brothers. In the same way, we ponder over the law of the land. We ponder over the legalities of our businesses. Make sure that you ponder and find out and do your homework in regards to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the do's and the don'ts of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Don't find yourself in a situation that you didn't know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you the book which is Hakim, which is wise, a book of knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us all with the ulama. And as I did mention at the beginning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it even easier for us that the Quran has come translated to us, it is possible for us to read it. And I also did mention that in circumstances where we find that we might be confused, we should always make sure that we return to the ulama and ask them to assist us in understanding the correct meaning. حتى إذا استيأس الرسل وظنوا أنهم قد كذبوا جاءهم نصرنا فنجي من نشاء سبحان الله ولا يرد بأسنا عن القوم المجرمين حتى إذا استيأس الرسل When a point was reached by the messengers, a point of despair. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا And these messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thought that their message had been denied. جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا The victory and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. فَنُجِّيَ مَنْ نَشَاءَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved whoever he willed. وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ And our punishment cannot be repelled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that his punishment cannot be repelled from the people who are criminals. So these messengers came and they strived and they taught and they preached the message and they invited towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They invited and invited and invited again. In these ayat are lessons for who? For those who invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who prevent from evil. And also in it, a lesson for each and every follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that be patient in everything that you do. A father to his child, be patient to the upbringing of your child. A mother, be patient. A teacher to his or her students, be patient. You always need patience and you always need to raise your hands and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who assists. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us hope in mentioning that listen and remember, this surah was revealed to optimize Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the end of it all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that messengers came before you and they strived and they tried and they went through difficulties, trials and tribulations, until they thought that their message was rejected, until they thought that the people didn't believe in them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted them. جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to them. So this is a lesson to us. Never, ever, ever lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always be sincere, always be patient, and always be obliging in inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and preventing from evil, even if it's with your children, your spouses, or students at school. Always remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance is ever near, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wise in everything that he does. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end mentions, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ Ayah number 111. There was certainly in their stories a lesson for those of understanding. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ There was certainly in their stories a lesson for those of understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us. Remember, I said time and time again during the tafsir that we weren't doing here mere storytelling. We weren't trying to pass time. We weren't trying to entertain anybody. There are serious lessons that are there to be taken and learned from the stories mentioned in the Quran, from the ayat of Allah subhanahu سبحانه وتعالى. الله سبحانه وتعالى then says ما كان حديثا يفترى ولكن تصديق الذي بين يدي وتفصيل كل شيء وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون. سبحان ربي الأعلى. After Allah سبحانه وتعالى says that, he says never was the Quran a narration invented, as the kuffar were saying, but a confirmation of what was before it, and a detailed explanation of all things, and guidance, and a mercy for a person who believes, a mercy for those who believes. Such a beautiful and powerful ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends this beautiful chapter with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in their stories, there are lessons. For who? For those of understanding. This is a lesson to us to always be from amongst those who ponder, who think. We should be leaders. We shouldn't always be followers. Whenever we hear something, make sure you authenticate the information that you hear. Don't just be from somebody who says, I heard this and thus it's correct. No. Authenticate the information that you get. Be a ponderer, be a leader, don't be a blind follower. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In their stories was certainly a lesson for those of understanding. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثَ يُفْتَرَى. Never was the Quran ever a narration invented. Subhanallah. وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي. But a confirmation of that which came before. تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَي. Confirmation of the books that the people of the book find with them. تصديق الذي بين يديك وتفصيل كل شيء, and a detailed explanation. تفصيل, not just an explanation, but a detailed explanation of all things, and guidance, and a mercy for those who believe. Alhamdulillah, we are from amongst the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are from amongst those who have declared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one. We are from amongst the believers. This Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rightly mentions here, a mercy for those who believe. So respected elders and brothers, my dear mothers, my dear sisters, with an emotional heart, I am asking you, are you not going to take heed and pick up the Quran and read it and understand it and ponder over it and sit with the ulama in regards to it? A book which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to you. Subhanallah, in it there is guidance for those of understanding. Who are the believers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. That do you not ponder over the Qur'an, over the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is there locks set upon your hearts? أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Is your heart sealed to it? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his protection. Today we do know that we go to great lengths in making sure that we read every novel that's out there. My dear mothers and sisters, my dear fathers and brothers, listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Do you not ponder over the Quran? Do you not read your book, subhanallah, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? For who? For the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A book of guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you not ponder over it? Or is there a lock set upon your hearts? And another ayah which quickly comes to mind, وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning about the Quran, it is a reminder for you, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your people. وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ. And everybody will be questioned in regards to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. That we have definitely made the Quran easy for memorization. We've made it easy for remembrance. We've made it easy to understand. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. So is there anyone who will ponder over it, learn it, understand it, memorize it? Respected elders and brothers, our time has come to an end. As I said, it is a very emotional period. I hope that we have benefited from the many lessons that we have had together. I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I said, make sure that from today we take a serious stance in regards to the Quran. We look after it, we read it, we understand it, we ponder over it. The Muslim Ummah is definitely going through a difficult period. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his assistance. We can turn this period around by making sure that we read our book and we practice on it. We don't take that which suits us and leaves that which doesn't. We enter into Islam in total. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter into Islam in total. The way you should enter into Islam. Take all that which it tells you to do and leave all that which it asks you to stay away from. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his forgiveness for any mistake that I may have made during this tafsir. Any mistake that was made is from myself and shaitan. And I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the correct points in it. and all that which is right, because indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a happy life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a life full of His obedience. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with a healthy and long life full of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's obedience, a chance to earn a higher rank in Jannah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take our lives whilst the Shahada is on our tongues. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a grave which is a garden from the gardens of Jannah. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal to grant us shade underneath His Arsh on the day of Qiyamah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Jannah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa sallallahu wa sallam وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.